There are few sights so stirring and hopeful as a free, fair and transparent election in a country unaccustomed to holding them. There are few spectacles so wretched and disheartening as a botched, rigged and violent election in a country that was growing into democracy. Benin used to have the former kind of election. It has just had one of the latter, and those Beninese citizens who'd got used to the idea of voting for their leaders are left wondering whether the country has merely taken a wrong turn or performed a complete 180-degree handbrake skid back in the direction of dictatorship. Benin's most recent parliamentary election was held on April 28th. The results, which were announced last week, looked, at least to anyone who only read the headlines, like a thumping endorsement of the Progressive Union, a coalition led by veteran politician Bruno Amoussou and closely allied to President Patrice Talon. The Progressive Union won 56% of the vote, comfortably but not overwhelmingly ahead of their rivals from the Republican bloc, who won 44%. On the face of it, a splendid victory for pluralist democracy. The problem is that the vanquished Republican bloc are also closely allied to President Patrice Talon, who, not content with having money each way in this fashion, oversaw a process which reduced the contest to a two-horse race. A new electoral code was introduced ahead of the elections, the rules and requirements of which were so strict and expensive to meet that, by astonishing coincidence, only the two groupings favoured by President Talon qualified. Nobody else was permitted to compete. The rationale for the new rules, for what it may be worth, was essentially that Benin was suffering from a surfeit of democracy, that a small West African nation of some 12 million people had become bamboozled by a proliferation of more than 250 political parties. Even organised into various blocs, alliances and coalitions, this still left voters at Benin's previous parliamentary elections in 2015 choosing from a field of 20. But at least they had a choice, of which they generally availed themselves. At the 2015 parliamentary election, turnout was around 66%, about what it was when Benin elected President Talon in 2016. For this latest election, barely one registered voter in four bothered. And indeed, you kind of have to wonder why one in four did. It's a shame for all the obvious reasons, but much the more so because one does not need a long memory to recall Benin seeming something of a pathfinder for democracy in West Africa. In 1991, President Mathieu Karekau, who had seized power in an old-school coup d'état in 1972, became the first leader in the region to stand down after losing an election. He was re-elected in 1996 and served another decade.
La fraternité, la solidarité et la concorde nationale.
So this looks like a straightforward power grab by President Talon or those close to him. But to extend some credit where it's due, this would not be consistent with his previous behaviour. In 2017, he tried and failed to persuade the National Assembly to restrict presidents to a single six-year term. As recently as April, President Talon admitted that the new electoral law was not a good look, stating accurately that it brought discredit on Benin's democracy and on himself. If only President Talon knew someone who could perhaps do something about it. A politician occupying a position of influence, for example. The news emerging from Benin in recent days has not been encouraging. Soldiers have been seen on the streets. Incidents of violence, some fatal, have been reported. On and around election day, the internet was cut off, and before it, several journalists and opposition activists were arrested. Members of Benin's barely elected new National Assembly are due to be sworn in next week. The incoming MPs may discover that the price you pay for a lack of opposition is deducted in legitimacy. Nobody has ever thanked those who took their vote away from them. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.